Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Friday to you. Flight deck. Can I get a deck of yeah? 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. Hey, bro, today, 5-1000, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi. Holy crap, flight deck. The rare Saturday deck of yeah. And notice I said flight deck. Can I get a deck of yeah? That's right. Notice it took almost an entire 24 hours to get that deck of yeah. The flight deck is in. Yeah, you go ahead and hype yourself out, kid. Hype yourself up, kid. I love it. I love Fridays because the flight deck, James Kelly, is in the house only on Friday. Not only is he in the house on this Friday, but he's sitting in for Alvin DeLauro, as evidenced by the deck of yeah that took almost 60 seconds to get. All right, nice to have you here. We are broadcasting live from the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. I am here. The flight deck is here. The entire XR4TI sans Alvin DeLauro is here. Lots to get done. Let me lay out the program for you. Coming up next segment, jungle favorite, South Carolina head basketball coach Frank Martin. That's next segment. Coming up in hour number two, a 9-year NFL vet joining us to help break down the weekend. Darius Butler played for the Colts. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup. In fact, I've got thoughts on all the matchups, which I'll get to. In hour number three, Marquette head basketball coach Steve Wojciechowski. Yeah, it's a getaway day for me. I'm actually headed to Dallas this evening for the O'Reilly Managers Convention. We do that every single year. One of my favorite events of the year. So I will be in Dallas tonight for that. It's getaway day. That's why I threw on my getaway sweater. Welcome to the program. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, good to have you here. All right, that's the way the show sets up. Let me get you started. Frank Martin coming up next segment. Let me say this about the divisional round. I don't ever remember this round being as close as it is right now. This round, again, is wide-ass open. Last night, I got down. I made all four of my picks against the spread. Last night, I felt very good about every one of those picks. I felt like even if I get beat, it's not going to bother me because I can make an argument for every single pick I made. That's not the way it always is, right? You know what I'm saying. I got down last night against the spread. I felt great about every one of those picks. Then I woke up this morning. I literally now can make an argument against everything I did last night and feel good about that. That's how close this round is. I literally feel like every one of these games is a coin flip. And I can't remember the last time that you could say that about all four games. So let's get into it. Let's break it down. 1-800-636-8686. Again, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at havetake.com. Let's break this thing down. Let me start first with the Chargers and the Patriots. Now, you know, as soon as the clock hit triple zeros in Baltimore, Philip Rivers and the Chargers started thinking about this game. Rivers v. Brady is legendary. Man, I don't care what the record is. It's a legendary matchup. They're both Hall of Famers. Chargers v. Pats is awesome. It's Philip Rivers returning to the stadium where he played in an AFC championship game 6 days after tearing an ACL and a meniscus. Let me repeat that for the people in the back. Philip Rivers played less than a week after tearing the ACL and meniscus in his right knee. What does he remember about that game?
Honestly, it wasn't crazy pain. It kind of buckled a few times in the game, but I really, really was thankful. And throughout the course of that game, I didn't feel like it really hindered me as much as I anticipated.
Let me reiterate that very quickly. That's a dude out there on a shredded knee on the field where 11 other guys are trying to kill him, maybe shred his other knee. But my man's, quote, thankful. He's thankful. I don't know about you. I shred my knee. I'm not coming to work. And I'm definitely not thankful. But my man makes it out like it's a good thing. And that's because this dude is different than the rest of us, tougher than most of us. And in a league of the toughest dudes in the world, he's right near the top of that list. And so is every other dude in that Charger locker room. What I'm saying is, this team is tough. That's what makes this group different than previous Charger teams. Not only are they better, not only are they more talented, they're tougher, absolutely tougher. They're tough as hell. They've gone on the road to Buffalo, Cleveland, Seattle, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Denver, Baltimore. They've won in every place. They've used long flights to games. They're used to it. And victory flights home from those games. And now they would like nothing more than to add New England to that list. And it says right here, they've got the team that can do this. Yeah, I said it. Rivers is playing like a guy on a mission. Rivers is playing better than he ever has. And yes, Rivers right now is playing as well or better than Brady is right now. And at this time, he's got better talent. He's got a better supporting cast. He's got more weapons than he's ever had. Even if Melvin Gordon's Uber driver does not want to acknowledge it. And they get after you on D. With that D-line and that secondary, it's a disruptive defense that can create pressure on Brady. With no less than three guys, they can get to him. Most importantly, they can get pressure without bringing extra pressure, which is something you have to have against TB12. Oh, and one more thing. They're really well coached. Really, really well coached. And as I've been saying all along, that Rivers himself does not get the respect he deserves, neither does Anthony Lynn. Anthony Lynn does not get nearly enough respect. The job that he did last year, turning that season around after that brutal start, does not get talked about nearly enough. And what he's done this year is just as good, maybe even better. The adjustments, for instance, that LA made on both sides of the ball from the first Ravens game to the second were huge. Anthony Lynn outcoached John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh has a Super Bowl ring. So what I'm saying is, while everybody is looking for the next Sean McVay, maybe you look around for the next Anthony Lynn, because this guy can coach. And did I mention these guys are tough? They are. It's a good thing, too, because now they're traveling to the toughest place they could find this season, New England. See, for all the talk about the Patriots, that they're not the Patriots this year, here's something that is very Patriot-like. They're 8-0 at home this year. They've won 8 straight playoff games at home. Foxborough is still a nightmare for opposing teams, especially in January. Fact is, you don't go in there and win. The closest thing to a lock in that sport is the Patriots coming off a bye and hosting a divisional game in the postseason. And yet, they don't really look like the Patriots. They haven't this year. Gronk is banged up. The extra week is going to help him. But he could probably use another week. He could probably use another month. He could probably use an offseason. And if he's not himself, then they're not themselves. The Patriots' pass rush, an issue. Their passing game has not been as sharp. They're going to need a hell of a lot of Sony Michel to pull this off. And it wouldn't surprise me to see a healthy dose of James White out of the backfield, too, as a receiver. You never want to face a Bill Belichick team when he's got that extra week. You never want to make back-to-back East Coast trips. So quickly, let me recap. New England, 8-0 at home. New England, 8 straight playoff wins at home. Rivers, 0-7 against Brady over the course of his career. All the numbers pointing in one direction, which is why I am going the other way. Because something tells me this Charger team is different. This Patriots team is different. This game, therefore, is going to be different. Philip Rivers, Boomer Esiason and I talked about this in my podcast. Boomer's point is, Rivers does not need this game for his resume, that he's already a Hall of Fame lock. He doesn't need it like that, but he wants it. He wants it in the worst way. And it says right here, this is his best team and his best chance to get it, and he will. Everything should say Patriots. Something is telling me Chargers. This is the team that gets it done and the time they get it done. And if they do, what I think they're going to do, you best believe the Superchargers theme song is going to be bumping on Monday. I am riding with the Chargers. I'm taking the Bolts to go in there and shock the world. And you know what? If I'm wrong, I'll own it. If I'm wrong, so be it. But you know I'm usually right. When was the last time I was wrong? 1-800-636-8669. 8686. As I mentioned, I can make an argument for every road dog this weekend. I'm not going to. That's not how I'm playing it, but I could. I could. Every one of them looks like a coin flip. All right, I put myself out there. You go ahead and put yourself out there. You have my phone number, 1-800-636-8686. I put myself out there. Chargers on the road. They go to New England. They get it done. Who do you like in that matchup? Who do you like in the other three games? How about Kansas City? My man Andy Reid. It's a hell of a football coach. A hell of a football coach who has not had a lot of success in the postseason, and especially lately. And now you got to deal with a team that's arguably as hot and as dangerous as anybody coming into your house. I mean, there's no way. Chiefs fans, I know you're gripping. I know you're sweating this. There's no way with that week off and the gunslinger they have right now that they lose another playoff game at home, right? There's no way the Chiefs go one and done again, right? I mean, right? Chiefs fan, I know you're nervous. And by the way, you should be. I'm not picking against you, at least not right now, not right here. But you know you're nervous, and you best well should be. Cowboys coming to town. Rams had a week off. How about that matchup? Rams fan, I would be very nervous about Dallas coming in. Saints-Eagles, I love that game too. So let's get into all the matchups. Put yourself out there like I just did. Who do you like and why? He's Batman. Flight deck's all over that. Well, I'll give you this flight deck. It took Alvin like two full segments to get that going, but you nailed that one. Here's a Pats fan right off the top. A lady Pats fan. First email of the day. Hi, Jim. The field snowplow is ready. The balls are deflated. The Chargers practice tapes have been deciphered. The hidden cameras have been set up in their locker room. The refs have gotten reacquainted with the tuck rule. The radio frequency in the Chargers' headphones has been jammed. Pat the Patriot has the tranquilizer darts in his musket, and I've sprinkled some itching powder in Phillip's jockstrap. Let's go! Sarah T., Providence, Rhode Island. Salty Sarah, starting us off. And she wore his silk bra,
bruh,
licking his wounds on Monday morning.
Bruh.
He'll be doing that, or he'll be talking a lot of junk. And I do want to talk about the Saints and Sean Payton and what he's doing to get his team ready. Love that, too. Short timeout. When we come back, we're talking college basketball. South Carolina head coach Frank Martin joins me next, and then we go to the phones. It's going to be a good Friday. I'm feeling it. Get up in here. The new year brings exciting new opportunities, and I've got some advice to help make sure that you're at the top of your game so you can take advantage of those opportunities. Get a great night of sleep every single night. And when you sleep on a Casper mattress, you are guaranteed to get the best night of sleep that you've ever had. Switching to a Casper is a no-brainer. It's a high-quality mattress at an affordable price. Like, I sleep comfortably every single night. I never wake up overheated, and that's thanks to the unique combination of foams. They provide the right pressure relief and the right alignment. And Casper ships right to your front door in a box so small you will not believe that the mattress fits inside of it. They'll even pick it up if you don't love it, and they'll refund you everything. It's New Year's resolution time once again. Why not focus on the one that you can actually do? One that's easy to keep, getting better sleep. Go to Casper.com, use the code ROAM, get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. Code ROAM, $50 off. Casper.com, additional fees do apply, possibly. In Hawaii and Alaska, terms and conditions do apply here.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. You know I'm all about this. Not only talking college basketball, but specifically with this gentleman, the head basketball coach at South Carolina. Seventh season at South Carolina. The 2017 National Coach of the Year. He led South Carolina to the final in 2017. They're in first place in the SEC. They're hosting Missouri tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, and he is a friend of the program. Frank Martin is my guest. Frank, it is so good to have you back. How are you?
Romy, how are you, man? I just told you a guy there on the phone. I just got out of practice. I'm getting old, man. I'm tired.
You and me both. You and me both, Coach, but we got to grind on. It's what we do. Listen, before...
For a living. I'm having the time of my life. It beats getting hit in the back of the head at a bar back in the day. So it's, I love it. I'm all about coaching, education. I'm around these young kids every day, which make me feel like I'm still 30 years old. Times have changed and things have changed. So kids learn differently. So I got to keep learning, which continues to be what I love to do, which is try to figure out a way to help others.
That's a great answer. Frank Martin joining us. All right, so you beat number 14 Mississippi State, 87-82 in overtime on Tuesday. You've had some really, really nice wins in your time in South Carolina. What did it mean to get that one against a very good Ben Howland team and to do it in front of your own fans?
Oh, that was huge. I mean, before Christmas, between how young our team is, which is not an excuse, it's just a fact, we're young. And we dealt with a plethora of injuries, and we challenged our guys. We scheduled really, really hard, playing Virginia, at Wyoming, at Michigan, at Providence, Clemson at home, Wofford, Stony Brook. I mean, we played like unbelievable teams. And, we didn't have great success. And then to come back from Christmas, everyone took a deep breath over the little break we gave our guys. And they've been great. And we beat Florida at Florida, who's a real good basketball team, and piggy that back with beating Mississippi State at home, who's one of the better teams in the country. And so we've gotten better, which is what matters to me, and we just got to stay the course there.
We are talking to Frank Martin. Frank, go back to what you said about the schedule. I mean, you had a December which included games against number 5 Michigan, followed by the new number 5 Virginia, and then Clemson. It's a really tough stretch, and the kind of thing that a lot of programs would look to avoid. The results might not have necessarily been what you would have liked, but what do you think your team took from the experience?
You learn about your team when you get punched. I mean, Mike Tyson's famous quote, everything's fun until you get punched in the face. Well, we got punched and we got leveled and our guys responded, which helps me learn about our guys. I like to equate non-conference schedules to like guys that are being prepped to be the heavyweight champ. If you fight 20 guys that can't punch back, you don't know who you are until you step in the ring with the champ. We've tried to get punched, and we did, and it hurt, but we didn't cry. Our young kids took on the challenge of getting better, and we have. Does that mean we're going to beat Missouri tomorrow? I have no idea. But I know the guys that are lining up on my side have grown up because of those challenges.
Frank Martin joining us again. Frank, let me ask you about Mike Kotsar. Now, you've said that's somebody you've had to fight, but in a good way, to get him to believe in himself. What did you mean by that? And did you start to see some of that self-belief showing up in the way he played against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, he's Mike's got great athleticism. He's got a real good mind. He's strong as an ox. He's 260 pounds. But for whatever reason, he always doubts that he's big enough or strong enough or good enough. And what I meant by I have to fight him is I've got to convince him that he's good enough. And he has moments where he has success, but then he tends to like doubt that he can do it again. And that's been the challenge in coaching him. And it all kind of connected the other day. And I hope it's something that continues. He's been good in practice, and I hope he can continue to build on that. So everything we do in life, Jim, is about gaining confidence. The more confidence we build, the more aggressive we are in what we do. I hope this gave him confidence in himself so he can continue to be aggressive.
South Carolina head coach Frank Martin joining us. Frank, a few weeks back, my guy Eric Musselman tweeted a quote from Greg Anthony about how much he loves Tim Gergerich, and then you retweeted it and said, quote, "I just spent 30 minutes with him in Detroit. Not too many people better than him. He's the best," end of quote. Frank, I remember when I was in Santa Barbara back in the day in the Big West Conference, and my alma mater, UC Santa Barbara, would go up against UNLV and Tark and Gerg. Man, everybody loved Gerg. What makes him so special? Why do you have so much respect for Tim Gergerich?
Because he connects with everybody. And he don't connect with everybody because of a bunch of BS. He connects with everybody because of how real he is. Think about this. He gets multi-millionaires that are very, very good at basketball to work their tails off. And it's because of how much he cares. And that's the thing that's why so many people respect him. Because he's not about the nonsense. It's not about the limelight. It's not about walking around, everyone saying that's his name. It's about behind the scenes when no one's looking, caring about helping others. And that's what Gerg's about. He's been about, since 1996, when Sonny Vaccaro hired me to work at ABCD camp, and I was a young high school coach, and I saw Tim Gergerich working guys out. I've never forgotten that moment. And I've always been wanting to build a relationship with him. Because of how genuine he is and how much he cared about others.
Yeah, Frank, mentioning when you were back in 1996 and you were on the way up, do you remember what a 1996 version of Frank Martin was like? Do you remember the types of things that you thought about at that time? Did you envision this life?
Absolutely not. I just know I still fit in a pair of 36 pants back then, Jim.
Right.
And my bench press was close to 400 pounds. Now it's kind of the other way around. My waist is closer to the number four, or over the number four. My bench press is way south. But I just wanted to be the coach at the high school in my neighborhood. I still live in the neighborhood. It's the neighborhood that raised me. All I wanted to do was just coach those people in my neighborhood and help them find success the way that neighborhood helped me find success. Little did I expect that I'd be a Division I head basketball coach now.
We're talking to Frank Martin for a few more moments. Let me ask you about somebody else. December 31st marked the end of an amazing run for your equipment manager, Mac. Now, he'd been with the school for more than four decades, and for those who are not familiar with him, what's he like as a person, and what kind of an impact did he have on you and everybody who came through that program?
Yeah, Mac Cradell was the equipment manager here at South Carolina for 46 years.
Huh.
That means for 46 years, that man served the players and the coaches so we can all do our jobs without trying to get any credit for anything. I'm going to give you a quick story about him.
Sure.
I got hired at South Carolina, spring of 12. I'm out recruiting. I finally get home. We got team camp. Friday night, team camp ends. It's 10:30 at night. You know, the gym is a mess. I'm the last one leaving the gym, and me and one of my assistants. And, you know, there's papers everywhere. It's all dirty. I see him on his hands and knees with a towel wiping the floor. I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Mac, we can get someone else to do this." He looked at me. He said, "Frank, it's my job." I never once, ever, ever, ever asked him anything about how to do his job because he cared so much about doing the little things that lets everyone else have success.
Frank Martin, head basketball coach of South Carolina, 7 years now. And again, he led them to the final in 2017. Big game coming up tomorrow night, Missouri at South Carolina, 1 p.m. Eastern. Frank, it is so good to get caught up with you. Great to hear your voice. Great to have you back on. And you know I appreciate the relationship.
Appreciate you, Romy. Next time I'm in L.A., I'm going to come find you.
Why don't you hit me up, Coach? I'd love to see you, Frank. I owe you a lunch or more. I'd love to have that. Talk to you soon. Frank, thanks so much. Frank Martin. Man, the thought of Frank putting up 400 pounds on the bench. I mean, I'm shocked he can't still do it right now. Frank freaking Martin. When I say friend of the show, you know me, I don't play favorites. One of my all-time favorites. All right. Frank Martin kicking things off on a Friday. I told you it was going to be a big day, and it's going to be. Still ahead. I already gave you my thoughts on the Chargers and the Patriots. I put myself out there now. I called my shot. I like the Chargers to win that game. Salty Sarah called her shot. She picked the Patriots. Pick them all. Get down. Pick all four games. I'm not looking for you to get all exotic about it. Just pick a winner. Straight up. Who do you like in all four games? Other things I want to get to in terms of the matchups, I'll break them down. Also, Antonio Brown. All of a sudden, it looks like things are even worse. Right when it looks like it's settling down and quieting down, maybe for a moment, It's not. Not when ownership is saying it doesn't look like this guy's going to find a way back here. We'll leave the door open. I'm paraphrasing now. I want to get into that entire thing, too. Darius Butler, next hour. Steve Wojciechowski in hour number three. The week that was with the flight deck, this is going to get really interesting. He couldn't handle a deck of yeah off the top of the program. How is he going to handle the week that was? Because Alvy's not here. Flight deck says, quote, "I'm like Frank Martin's team. I fight back." No, bro, you're like Mike Tyson's opponents. You have a plan until you get punched in the face. And your plan was, oh, I got this, until I hit you with a, hey, can I please have a deck of yeah? Where does Elvy keep that thing? Dude, you have a gigantic head. You have to be the smartest guy in the room. Man, it's right there. It's labeled Deca Yeah. Flight deck's in the house. One of my all-time favorite XR4TIers. If not my all-time favorite XR4TIer. Time now for a sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
No way. You're into Tim Tebow getting married and his wedding night. No way, clones. Didn't see that coming. I really did not expect to see any of that on TweetDeck. I'll get there in a minute. ATP on a Friday. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit a question right there and then listen. I might answer yours later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Let me read some emails. And one more thought about Frank Martin. And how can you not love Frank Martin? If you don't love Frank Martin, you're wrong. If you've got a problem with Frank Martin, your life didn't work out the way you had hoped. If you have an issue with Frank Martin, you've got a problem with yourself. Oh, here's my spam email for a Friday. I get those every single day, but I like to look at them on Fridays, especially. Let me just read this spam email to set up the rest of the segment. Hello, I am a free, tender woman. Let me stop right there. Free as me. I am a free, tender woman. Not just a tender woman, a free, tender woman. Not a costly, tender woman. I'm a free, tender woman searching for tender partner who is over 29 years old. Text me to dreamgirl018@yahoo.com and I'll send you my pics. Bye. This is one of the better emails I'm going to get today. Clones. Because then I chase that with this. You tell me which is a better email. That spam, or this. Hey, Jim, congratulations and good luck to Tim Tebow. I am sure he will be fine when he ends his abstinence. Yeah, right. You are so screwed, Tim. Regards, Jim from American Pie. Mike in Buffalo helping him. War Nadia. You tell me, which is a better email, the spam from the free tender woman or Mike in Buffalo? Listen, as it relates to Tim Tebow, I mean, I guess I can make that a topic. I guess I'll entertain some of that. Look, I've got nothing but respect, mad respect for Tim Tebow as a guy, as a man of faith, and yes, as somebody who saved himself for marriage. I respect that, just as I would expect him to respect that I lost my virginity when I was like 9. You know, I mean, come on. If you want to treat this respectfully, let's go ahead and treat this respectfully. Now, I want to say this is curious. I'm really, really happy for this guy. He is, I mean, effectively America's most eligible bachelor. What is kind of interesting to me is that engagement, that proposal was completely packaged, prepackaged, and sold ahead of time. I mean, have you seen this whole thing? The marketing, the packaging? My man's amazing like that. Everybody, the vendors are tagged, the story is sold, the transcript is available. I mean, that was not a private, intimate moment. Not when the entire world knows exactly how that went down. But this guy can market now. Unlike anybody's business. Hey, Rome, I freaking hate the Pats. But if a win by New England means that Silk Blah, if it means that Silk Blah is less likely to call in, then I'll definitely be cheering for Tommy Boy in the hoodie. Hang up, Blah. Chad in Orlando. Blah. That's not how that goes. It's always brah,
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 brah, blah. Hey, look, I understand. Again, this is from a guy whose email is hawkhasrats@gmail.com. He doesn't anymore. He's got lots of other problems, but not rats. Are you telling me you hate Silk Blah more than you hate the Pats? The Pats are as polarizing as they come. And I get that Silk is too, but you hate Silk more than you hate Tom Brady. You hate Silk more than you hate Bill Belichick. Yo, Blah. Get up in here, man.
Blah.
Get him going. Call the program. Jim, being a Patriots fan is hard. When I live 30 minutes from Lambeau. But what is harder for me is I have to take the Chargers this weekend over the Pats. I will be rooting for my team, but even a dedicated fan can see that this team is just not the same. Chris and Wisco, not a Packer fan. Let me walk that back for a minute. How many of you do this? How many of you have a team but bet the other way? Is that what that guy's saying? Being a Patriots fan is hard when I live 30 minutes from Lambeau, but what's harder for me is I have to take the Chargers this weekend over the Pats. Are you telling me you're a Patriots fan, but you're taking the Chargers? How often does that go on? You know, gambling is becoming more and more accepted, legalized in a lot of places, so it's easier and easier to get down. I mean, look at me. I started the program off by saying to you, last night I got down. I would have never said that a year ago on this show. Much less in recent years. How many of you will now get down and go against your favorite team because you're going with your head and not your heart, and you're going with your bank book, your bank account? I mean, don't you abstain from those games? If you really think your team's not going to win, will you get down, or do you not care? I want your thoughts on that. That's not just some throwaway question. Do you bet against your team? Like, I understand that fantasy changed everything, where all of a sudden you don't have a favorite team. Well, you do. Your favorite team's not your favorite team. Your favorite team is your fantasy team. And all of a sudden, you're like, it's all weird, right? Now you're rooting for guys that you used to hate, but now you love because they're on your team. So it's all convoluted and it's all twisted. Is that what you're saying, Chris? You have to take the Chargers this weekend against your team. This email says, hey, J-Row. First off, safe travels. Placed my wagers last night at Red Rock Casino. All right, I asked you for him. Let's see what this guy did. Rick B. from the 702. He's in Vegas. He went Colts plus six. I can see that. I'm telling you, I can see that. They have played unbelievable defensively. Their offensive line is killing people. Andrew Luck looks everybody as good now as he did prior to the injury. Man, and they're not afraid. And they can run the hell out of it. And KC cannot stop the run. I can see that pick. In fact, a lot of the money's going that way. My question for you is, where'd you get six? Plus six. He's got the Patriots minus 3.5. He's got Dallas plus 7.5. And that's his largest wager of the season. Dallas plus 7.5. And he's got the over 51 on Eagles Saints. Best of luck to you. Rick B. from the 702. All right, I did some of that, but not all of that. I'll give you that much. I did some of that, but not all of that. And I'll tell you what I did do. I said off the top, Chargers. Hey, listen, I took the points. I'm no idiot, but I'd take them straight up. That's how strongly I feel about them, and I'm homing for the West Coast. Hell yes, I am. They're right down the street from me. And I'm not doing that because they're right down the street from me. I'm doing it because I'm straight up being a homer. All right? If I don't, who will? Me and Silk Blah. And not only that, I'm a homer. I think they're better. I think they are better. I think they are more talented. I like the matchup. I don't think they're the same Charger team I've seen in the past. And I don't think this Patriot team is the same Patriot team I've seen in the past. And again, one more point. One more time. The closest thing I know to a lock in the NFL is the Patriots after a bye at home in the postseason, in the divisional round. They do not lose. But I'm going the other way. Because almost all of you are going that way. Hey, Jim, when you so confidently boasted, when have I ever been wrong? Clone Nation collectively mumbled, Adam Hawk. All right, aside from Hawk, when was the last time I was wrong? I look at Hawk and I think to myself, man, I'm wrong every single day. Hawk. Hawk hits me up with an email last night at 1:42 a.m. with some thoughts on today's show. I'm like, Hawk, what the hell? Dude, tell me that got stuck in your box and then didn't get released. Nah, dude, I'm just having some issues. Oh, great, Hawk. More issues. Now what? All right, let's go to Orlando. The reason I'm going to Orlando is because this guy was the guy who famously came up with the gloss from the email, flight deck. He comes in on a Friday when the flight deck is running the board. When this guy comes in, because he came up with that flight deck email and the gloss, he never waits. He goes right to the front of the line. Let's go to Eric in Orlando. My man, Eric, what's going on? How are you?
Robbie, thanks for taking my call, buddy. How you doing?
Always. I'm great, bro. How about you?
Good, good. Hey, you got my profile pics up?
Let's see. I'm looking for them. Come on, CBS Sports Network. Hook it up. It's Hawk. Man, it's on Hawk, Eric. Not yet. I owe you. That's on Hawk. I got to accept
it. All right,
buddy. I got to own it because it's my show, but it's Hawk's fault. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I don't want to rain on your parade, but me and my buddies, we're going to kick back. We're going down to Seafood Market. We're going to get some nice live lobsters, some nice hot clam chowder, and we're going to watch this L.A. Chargers come up to Gillette for a nice, cool shave. And can we get a Friday flight deck? Yeah. From the flight deck.
Do it, flight deck. How's that, Eric? How about your boy? He actually got it in the same segment that it was asked for.
Outstanding.
Yo, yo, bro, check it out. Are you watching on CBS Sports Network? There are your pictures.
I'm at work, bro.
All right, your pictures are up. Dude.
Thanks, man. I got to record it. Don't worry.
Nice fish. Damn, Eric. Nice fish. Go ahead, bro. You're still up.
Okay. No, that's all I got for you, Matt.
All
good
right,
luck.
Then.
And like I said, we're going to be enjoying the game and love the show. You guys rock. And always, I'll be watching it on my DVR when I get home tonight.
Do it, dude. The fish is amazing. Good job, Eric. Thanks, bro. Hey, listen, you might be right. As you guys are crushing lobster and clam chowder, hey, maybe you guys get over. Maybe I look bad. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm going to ask the question again. When's the last time I was wrong, other than Adam Hawk? You see, Eric in Orlando, this is why this guy's always invited me to go fishing. You check that guy. Shirtless. You know, like the dudes playing volleyball on Top Gun. Hey, being shirtless on the sand is one thing. Being shirtless, oiled up, and wearing blue jeans on the sand is another. Nick Casillas 1 tweets, I hope the Rams stomp a mud hole in the Cowboys and lead them in a puddle of their own urine and blood. Screw all the bandwagon Cowboy fans in L.A. This is part of the issue now. Normally this time of year, you do not want to go into a hostile environment. I hope the Rams are not looking at going into a hostile environment in their own house. Never a good thing when your own coach is telling your fans the week of the game, hey, listen, do not sell your tickets. The fact that Sean McVay had to say that leads me to believe that Ram fan is selling his ticket. Man, that is terrible. That is terrible. Ram fan, own this. Look in the mirror for me. Did you sell your ticket? Did you sell your ticket to a Cowboy fan? And you're going to call yourself a Ram fan. And do not come in here and tell me that you're a businessman if you did that. Did you sell your tickets to a Cowboy fan? And I know some of you did. You know how I know that? Sean McVay wouldn't be saying it if some of you didn't do it. I know some of you did. There's already Cowboy fans all around this town. And there's going to be even more because they travel. He's Batman. They travel. And it's not like it's hard to get tickets. Number one, there's like 250,000 available tickets for the Coliseum. And number two, apparently a lot of them are for sale. I want to get into that matchup. You know, you go back to the Rams. A few weeks back when the Rams beat Kansas City, it all looked good, didn't it? 10-1, right there, the team to beat. And then they have not played well coming in. And you've got Todd Gurley,
who's practicing this week, which is good, but hasn't played since the middle of December. And Dallas, man, defensively, they are a freaking bully right now. The other concern about the Rams, they give up 5 yards plus per run. You think maybe Dallas might want to establish Ezekiel Elliott. If you're the Rams, you want to get out on top of these guys early on. If you're playing catch-up and they're spinning the clock and they're pounding the ball between the tackles, that's not a good thing. Nor is it if Ram fans are selling their tickets. When we come back, it's a good phone call day. Parody Larry, hang up. I'm not taking your call. I'm just telling you, man, hang up. We're not doing parodies. We're not doing your terrible takes. Hang up. Also, I want to get into the Saints and what a freaking boss Sean Payton is for motivating his team the way he did. That's all coming up next. Darius Butler next hour. Stay tuned.